This article is brought to you by the best-selling book See It Right Every Time, The Black Book of Eamon Blackthorne. Because the right words, at the right moment, change everything. Sandwich feedback method versus direct feedback, which approach actually works better at work? Two feedback methods, one clear answer on when to use each. In short, the sandwich feedback method cushions criticism between two positives, while direct feedback states the concern clearly and immediately without softening layers. The sandwich method prioritizes emotional comfort. Direct feedback prioritizes clarity. Direct feedback works best when trust exists. The sandwich method can help when it does not. Neither approach is universally better. The situation determines the right choice. Definition: the sandwich feedback method is a feedback structure that places critical feedback between two positive observations, softening the delivery of difficult messages. Direct feedback states the concern clearly and without framing layers, prioritizing clarity over comfort. I watched a manager spend 4 minutes praising a team member before finally arriving at the real problem. The team member left that conversation smiling. The problem was never fixed. That manager had confused kindness with clarity, and it cost them 3 more months of the same issue repeating. Choosing between the sandwich feedback method and direct feedback is one of the most common dilemmas in workplace communication. Get it wrong, and you either damage trust by being blunt in the wrong moment, or you bury your message so deep in reassurance that nothing changes. The cost of that confusion is real performance stagnates, relationships erode, and you end up having the same conversation again and again. By the end of this, you will know exactly when to use each approach and what each one actually requires. If you want to go deeper on structuring feedback conversations, how to give constructive feedback without causing tension is worth reading alongside this. What the sandwich feedback method really means. The sandwich feedback method is a structured approach where you open with a positive observation, deliver the critical feedback in the middle, then close with another positive or encouraging statement. In practice, it looks like this. You tell someone what they are doing well, you name the specific behavior that needs to change, and then you close by expressing confidence in their ability to improve. The structure is deliberate. It is designed to reduce the emotional sting of criticism and keep the person receptive to what you are saying. Picture a junior designer who has submitted work that misses the brief. You might open by noting the strong visual instincts on display, then clearly address the fact that the core brief was not followed, then close by expressing genuine confidence in their ability to revise it well. The positive framing at each end keeps the conversation from feeling like an attack. The sandwich method requires you to find something genuinely worth praising. If the positives feel forced or hollow, the whole structure collapses, and the person walks away feeling patronized rather than supported. What direct feedback really means. Direct feedback is the practice of naming the issue clearly, specifically, and without softening layers. It does not begin with praise. It begins with the point. This does not mean blunt or unkind. Direct feedback delivered well is respectful, specific, and focused entirely on behavior or outcomes, never on character. It says, "Here is what I observed. Here is why it matters. Here is what needs to change." Imagine a senior account manager who has been interrupting clients during calls. Direct feedback sounds like this. "I noticed you interrupted the client 3 times during that call. That damages their confidence in us. I need you to let them finish before you respond." It is clear. It is fair. It gives the person exactly what they need to act differently. Direct feedback requires courage on your part and a reasonable level of trust between you and the other person. Without that foundation, directness can land as harshness, even when that is not your intention. The key differences side by side. Dimension: sandwich feedback method, direct feedback. Primary focus: emotional comfort of the recipient, clarity of the message. Structure: positive, critical. Positive critical point first, context follows. Best relationship context: new relationships, lower trust established relationships, higher trust. Whisk: when misused message gets lost in the positives can feel harsh without sufficient context. What it builds psychological safety in early stages trust through candor over time. Common mistake: using insincere praise as padding delivering without enough specificity. What it looks like with absent raw criticism with no care for the person, vague feedback wrapped in so much softness it says nothing. The most important dimension here is trust. Direct feedback lands well when the other person already knows you respect them. Without that foundation, the same words that feel honest to you can feel like an ambush to them. The sandwich method shines in the early stages of a working relationship. or with someone who is visibly anxious about receiving feedback, the structure signals that you are not there to diminish them. It creates enough safety for the message to be heard. The real risk with the sandwich method is what I call the praise fog. When the positive comments are too long or too enthusiastic, the critical point gets buried. The person remembers the praise and filters out the correction. That is not kindness. That is a missed opportunity. For more on how feedback structures affect team dynamics, see how feedback loops boost team synergy. With the sandwich feedback method and direct feedback overlap, these two approaches are not opposites on a spectrum. They share more common ground than most people expect. Both methods, when used well, require you to be specific. Vague feedback fails whether it is sandwiched or delivered directly. You did great, but you need to do better. And I know you can tell someone nothing useful in either format. Both approaches also require genuine intention. The sandwich method is not a script you run to protect yourself from an awkward conversation. Direct feedback is not a license to say harsh things without care. In both cases, the quality of your intention shapes how the feedback lands. If the person senses you're going through the motions, neither method will hold. There are also situations where the two approaches naturally combine. You might open by acknowledging something real and specific that the person has done well, then state the concern directly and clearly, then close with a concrete forward-looking point. This draws from both methods without being a mechanical application of either. A key distinction is that the critical message is never buried. It sits clearly in the conversation, not hidden between layers of reassurance. The overlap is real, but knowing the difference still matters. A quick note before we continue. Most people leave the hardest conversations for last and regret the words they used when they finally had them. The best-selling book Say It Right Every Time gives you 115 tested scripts for those exact moments, the ones that shape careers, relationships, and how people remember you. Get your copy at emonblackthorne.com. Now, back to the article. When to use the sandwich feedback method? Use the sandwich feedback method when the situation calls for protecting the relationship, while still delivering a necessary message. When you are giving feedback to someone new to a role, a person in their first few weeks is still building confidence. Framing critical feedback within genuine acknowledgement of their strengths helps them stay receptive without feeling undermined. When the person receiving the feedback is visibly anxious, if you can see that someone is already in a defensive or fragile state, a direct opening can shut the conversation down before the useful part begins. The sandwich structure gives them somewhere steady to stand. When the working relationship is still early or fragile, trust takes time to build. Without it, direct feedback can feel like criticism of the person, not the behaviour. The sandwich method creates enough safety for the message to reach them. When the feedback is about a sensitive or personal behaviour, issues around communication style, tone, or interpersonal conduct often carry more emotional weight. The positive framing at each end signals that this is a supportive conversation, not a verdict. When the overall trajectory is positive and you want to reinforce it, if someone is genuinely developing well and needs a course correction on one specific point, framing it within that broader progress is honest, not manipulative. Use direct feedback here, and you risk the person shutting down before they have heard what you actually needed them to hear. When to use direct feedback? Use direct feedback when the situation requires clarity above all else, and when the relationship can support it. When there is an established relationship built on mutual respect, people who trust you expect you to be straight with them. Dancing around the issue can feel more unsettling than the feedback itself. Directness here is a sign of respect. When the issue is urgent or the stakes are high, if a behavior is affecting a client, a deadline, or a colleague's well-being, there's no time to soften it gradually. The situation demands a clear, immediate message. When previous feedback has not produced change, if you have already had the softer conversation and the behaviour has continued, a more direct approach signals that this is no longer optional. Clarity becomes the kindest thing you can offer. When the person has specifically asked for honest feedback, some people, particularly experienced professionals, find the sandwich approach condescending. If someone has told you they want you to be straight with them, honour that. How to give feedback that strengthens team synergy instead of breaking it explores how candour and care can work together. When you are giving feedback in a structured performance setting, formal reviews and development conversations benefit from directness because the context already signals that a clear assessment is expected. Use the sandwich method here, and you risk the person not fully understanding the seriousness of what you're asking them to change. Common confusions and how to resolve them. Let me walk through the three confusions I see most often. The confusion: direct feedback means harsh feedback. Why it happens. People associate directness with the worst examples they have witnessed, where someone delivered criticism without care or specificity. The resolution: directness is about clarity of message, not severity of tone. You can be completely direct and completely respectful in the same breath. The question to ask yourself is, have I named the specific behavior and its impact without attacking the person? If yes, you are being direct. If you are also raising your voice or generalizing about character, that is something else entirely. The confusion. The sandwich feedback method is manipulative or dishonest. Why it happens. When people have experienced insincere versions of the method, where the positives are clearly invented just to soften the blow, it feels like a trick. The resolution. The method is only dishonest when the positives are not genuine. If you can identify something real and specific to acknowledge, the structure is not manipulative. It is thoughtful delivery. The SBI method, explored in how to use the SBI method to give team members feedback that unifies instead of divides, gives you a framework for keeping all feedback grounded in observable behavior. The confusion. You should always use the same approach with the same person. Why it happens. Once a feedback style seems to work with someone, people default to it in every situation with that person. The resolution. The method should follow the situation, not the person. Even with someone who usually responds well to directness, there are moments when they need a softer opening. Read the room each time. Your consistency should be in your care and your standards, not in your delivery format. Once you see this clearly, you will not confuse them again. Practical recommendations by situation. Here is how to decide which approach to focus on based on your situation. If you are managing someone in their first 3 months in a role, the sandwich feedback method will serve you well. They're still finding their footing, and feedback that acknowledges their progress while correcting a specific behavior keeps them motivated and receptive. Protect the relationship while you build it. If you are addressing a repeated behavior that has not improved, direct feedback is what the situation demands. You have already signaled the issue. Now you need to be clear that the expectation is not negotiable. Deliver it calmly, specifically, and without burying the message. The how to use the GROW method to turn team feedback into a synergy improvement plan framework can help you structure the conversation that follows. If you're giving feedback after a tense meeting or conflict, tread carefully with directness until the temperature has dropped. The How to Handle Conflict During Meetings article addresses this well. In the immediate aftermath of friction, a more structured, balanced approach tends to land better than a direct opening. If you are in a formal review or development conversation, direct feedback is expected and appropriate. The context signals that an honest assessment is coming. Use it, but pair it with specific examples and a clear path forward. If you're not sure which approach to use, start by asking yourself one question: does this person already trust that I'm on their side? If the answer is yes, lean toward directness. If the answer is not yet, use the structure. Knowing the difference between these two approaches is itself a form of progress. Most people never stop to make this distinction at all. Key takeaways. Here is what matters most from this comparison. The sandwich feedback method is not about softening the truth. It is about creating enough safety for the truth to be heard. When the positives are genuine, the structure is a tool, not a trick. Direct feedback is not the same as blunt feedback. Directness requires specificity, respect, and clarity. Without those three, it is just criticism. Trust determines which approach fits the moment. Build the relationship first, and directness becomes possible. Try to shortcut that, and even the best feedback will miss its mark. Both methods fail when the message is vague. Specificity is the non-negotiable in any feedback conversation, regardless of the structure you use. The situation should guide your choice every time. The same person may need different approaches on different days, depending on what they're carrying and what the stakes are. Feedback delivered well, in whatever form, is one of the most powerful tools a manager or colleague can offer. It is an act of genuine respect. For further reading, The Role of Communication in Meeting Success explores how feedback clarity connects to broader communication habits. And if you want to practice the skills that make feedback land well in real time, How to Give Constructive Feedback Without Causing Tension is the natural next step. Frequently Asked Questions. What is the sandwich feedback method? The sandwich feedback method places critical feedback between two pieces of positive feedback. It is designed to soften the delivery of difficult messages. In practice, it can dilute the core message if the positives overshadow the correction the person actually needs to hear. Does the sandwich feedback method actually work at work?
It depends on the person and the situation.
The sandwich feedback method works well with people who are sensitive to criticism or new to a role. For experienced professionals who value directness, it can feel condescending or unclear, and the real message often gets lost between the praise.
When should you use direct feedback instead of the sandwich method?
Use direct feedback when the issue is urgent, when you have an established relationship with the person, or when previous softer approaches have not changed the behaviour. Direct feedback respects the other person enough to say clearly what needs to change, without burying it in reassurance.
What is the main difference between sandwich and direct feedback?
The sandwich feedback method wraps criticism in positive comments to ease its delivery. Direct feedback states the issue clearly and immediately. The core difference is framing one protects comfort first, the other prioritizes clarity first. Both can be delivered with respect and genuine care.
Can you combine the sandwich feedback method with direct feedback?
Yes, in many situations, you acknowledge genuine strengths, state the specific concern clearly, then close with a forward-looking point. This is not the classic sandwich. It is structured feedback that borrows from both approaches.
The key is that the critical point is never buried or softened into ambiguity. Why does the sandwich feedback method sometimes fail?
It fails when the positive comments feel insincere or formulaic. People sense when praise is being used as padding, and it damages trust.
The critical message also tends to be remembered less clearly when it is surrounded by positives, reducing the chance of real behavioural change. Thank you for listening.
If this article helped, the best-selling book Say It Right Every Time will take you the rest of the way.
115 scripts ready to use whenever you need them.
Visit emonblackthorne.com to get your copy.